The following program is rated MC9. Some material may be too spooky for children under 9. We suggest listening together as a family.
Greetings, scary story lovers. You're just in time. I'm dying to tell you about tonight's nail-biting story. It's about a boy who accidentally gets locked inside of one of his worst frightmares. I call this story The Vault.
There was a boy who got a summer job working in a cemetery. It was not the type of work he would normally choose, but his dad was friends with the undertaker and convinced him to take the job, despite his fear of dead bodies. It was a very eerie place to work, and after being there for over a week, the boy still got the creeps when he caught sight of a corpse. Luckily, he didn't have to get anywhere near the dead bodies. His work consisted mainly of digging graves, sweeping, polishing, and cutting grass. His boss, the undertaker, was the one who prepared the dead bodies for burial. The scariest thing was the vaults. Families bought these large tombs, and every member of the family who died was placed inside the vaults in a coffin. It creeped him out to think about all those dead bodies laying around inside the dusty chambers and secret rooms. The boy gradually got used to working in a cemetery, and everything went well until one evening the unthinkable happened. While he was inside of one of the vaults, sweeping the floors and polishing the nameplates, a gust of wind blew the vault door shut. He realized, to his horror, that he was trapped in the crypt, surrounded by dead bodies and coffins, with no one to help him. His worst nightmare was coming true.
Help! Help! Help!
He shouted and he hollered, but it was no use. The undertaker's house was too far away, and no one could hear him. As the hours passed by, the desert boy realized that he would only have to rely on himself and began trying to think of a way out. There was a small open window high above the vault door. Unfortunately, it was too high to reach. Looking around the tomb, he decided he could use the coffins. If he stacked them up, one on top of the other, they could form a flight of steps. After stacking the coffins against the door, the boy climbed up them, gently taking care not to tip them over. Just when he thought the plan was working, he stepped on top of a coffin, and the wood gave away under his weight. His foot went straight through the coffin lid, and he felt a sudden sharp pain in his leg. Crying out in agony, he could picture the splintered wood and rusty nails slicing into his skin. The stack of coffins began to wobble in one horrifying moment. He thought he was going to lose his balance and tumble down to the stone floor. Luckily, he managed to grab onto the window and steady himself. He could feel the blood trickling down his leg. Despite the pain he was in, the boy pulled himself up and began shaking his leg to free himself from the coffin lid. The stack of coffins tipped over and crashed to the ground. Clinging to the window, the boy pulled with all of his might and crawled through the narrow opening. He dropped down outside and limped toward the undertaker's house to get help. The undertaker came out and found the poor boy lying on his doorstep, clutching his bleeding leg. He carried the boy to his car and drove him straight to the hospital. After the doctor washed all the blood out, he began to examine the boy's wounds.
"How did you get those injuries?"
asked the doctor.
I got cut by some pieces of wood.
"But those aren't cuts. Those are human bite marks."
Well, I guess he's never heard of a door stopper. It would have saved him an arm and a leg. But then again, I guess he did make a grave mistake. If you think these jokes are cheesy, I guess you know what kind of cheese monsters eat. They eat mozzarella! Until next time, kiddies, remember to stay creepy.